This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, once again, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can get to the phones and make that comment. Make that comment. Ask that question that's always been bugging you, but hey, you never had the opportunity to ask. You can get on Science Fantastic if you call 612-564-8135. Write that magic number down. 612-564-8135. At the recording, leave your name, call letters of the radio station, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then you can ask that question or make that comment about science. Maybe you're walking down the street and you gaze up into the sky and you wonder, what is it all about? I mean, the earth, the stars, the atmosphere, the clouds, what does it all mean? Well, instead of simply musing about the universe, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And once again, sometimes some of the dumbest questions are the most profound questions of all. Years ago, there was a young man about the age of 23 who asked himself a simple question. He saw an apple fall, and then he looked up in the sky and saw the moon. And then he asked a question which changed human history. He said to himself, if an apple falls, does the moon also fall? He thought about it, and he said, yes, the moon must also fall. The moon must be in free fall. It doesn't hit the earth because the earth is round and the moon spins around it. But you could then predict the motions of the moon by simply assuming that it was like an apple. He quickly wrote down the theory. However, he didn't have the mathematics to solve it. It required a mathematics beyond anything available at that time. So what did he do? He created his own mathematics, and that's called calculus. Who was that 20-year-old gentleman? Isaac Newton, perhaps the greatest scientist of all time. His work made possible not just the space program, but all of mechanics. Every time you see an engine, every time you see a rocket, every time you see a skyscraper, a bridge, anytime you see anything that moves or has structure, realize that we can understand the equations governing that using Newton's laws of motion. All because a man asked a stupid question, does the moon also fall? Well, you can ask your stupid questions and get on Science Fantastic as well, because sometimes the dumbest questions are the most profound, most revealing of all. And the number to call, once again, is 612-564-8135. And also, once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, M-K-A-K-U.org. Michio Kaku is my Facebook site. We have over 3 million fans on Facebook, and we have over 600,000 fans on Twitter. But go to my website, and you can see the New York Times best-selling books that I've written. My latest is called The Future of Humanity. It's about the space program, about terraforming Mars, about reaching for the stars, about one day perhaps even creating starships that'll take us throughout the universe. That's called The Future of Humanity. In The Future of the Mind, I talk about how we physicists are probing the secrets of the living brain. BrainNet could be the future of the internet. When we send thoughts, emotions, feelings on the internet. We can already now record simple thoughts in animals, record them, and send them on the internet. Think about that. We're now going to do it with primates and eventually with Alzheimer's patients so that they can remember what they forgot. In the Physics of the Impossible, I go 500 years into the future talking about starships, teleportation, all those things you see on Star Trek explained in my book, Physics of the Impossible. And then in my other book, Physics of the Future, I talk about life. Life 50, 100 years from now. What will a computer look like? What will a robot look like? What about medicine, cancer research, the genome project? All of that contained in my book, Physics of the Future. And so once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, to find out what the excitement is all about. Why should we scientists have all the fun when there's this great universe out there just waiting to be discovered? Okay, well, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Armand. I listen to you on YouTube, and I'm from Queens, New York. My question is, what is the story with invisibility? I remember you talking about it a while ago. You said you didn't think it was possible, but then it was. What's the update? You know, I want to know more about that. And do you think it's possible, physically possible, to create a lightsaber? Because I love Star Wars. Have a great day. Love your show. You're the best.
Okay, well, first of all, invisibility, yes, it's possible. Is it practical? Well, we're not quite sure yet, but we now have a theory of invisibility. I should also point out that the idea of invisibility has fascinated philosophers for thousands of years. Did you know that Plato, the great Greek philosopher over 2,000 years ago, wrote an essay about invisibility? He said that if somebody were to find the secret of invisibility, they could enter the king's castle, they could kill the king, take over the queen, and become the next ruler. So that invisibility, if it were possible, could unleash all our baser instincts. And then he began to wonder whether or not we humans are fit to rule if we have the secret of invisibility, because all sorts of chaos would erupt as a consequence. And so he used that as a moral example to test how far can humans become evil if they have this magic of invisibility. And then, of course, we have Harry Potter with the invisibility cloak. And the idea then is not so recent, but the question is it possible? And the answer is yes, but let's put some caveats. First of all, we now have something called metamaterials. And guess who's funding research on metamaterials? The United States Pentagon. Duh. I mean, the Pentagon would be negligent if it didn't support research on metamaterials. Now, think of a river. If you have a boulder in the middle of the river, water goes around the boulder, reforms at the other end, so that if you're downstream of the boulder, you don't know there's a boulder upstream. For all intents and purposes, the boulder is invisible to you. Now replace the stream with light. If light can somehow wrap around a boulder, reform at the other end, then downwind of the boulder is invisible. If you look upstream, what do you see? You see light coming at you from before the boulder, because the boulder's light breaks up, reforms at the other end, and the boulder's light becomes invisible. This is called metamaterials, and there's something called the index of refraction. The index of refraction measures roughly how much bending there is as light goes through glass, as light goes through a diamond, as light goes through water, or even air. It turns out that the index of refraction is usually greater than 1. That's why we have telescopes. That's why we have microscopes. That's why the retina of your eye can see, because all of these things have an index of refraction greater than 1. But what happens when it's less than 0? chaos erupts, and we'll talk about that after the break. So after the break, we're going to talk about invisibility. Is it possible? Yes. Is it practical? Nobody knows. Well, once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on Science Fantastic, pick up the phone and call the magic number, 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you about science. Once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Well, the caller that just called in asked about invisibility, something that is very ancient, and Plato himself, the Greek philosopher 2,000 years ago, mused about invisibility. He wanted to know whether men are moral enough to handle a volatile technology like invisibility. And he thought to himself and he said, nope, men are too greedy. We're too selfish that if we have the power of invisibility, that we can steal things and not get caught, we can kill people and not get caught, then we would kill the king, become the next king, take the queen, and become the next ruler. Chaos. Chaos might erupt if everybody had an invisibility shield, because then we could settle our scores and kill people that we don't particularly care for. He thought that humans are simply not moral enough to handle a technology like invisibility. Well, as I mentioned, now we know that invisibility is in principle possible. There's something called metamaterials. Materials that are quite exotic, but make things impossible to see. Just like a rock in a river becomes invisible downstream, it turns out that light can bend around a metamaterial, reform at the other end, just as if the object in the river is not there at all. Now, we've actually tested it with microwaves. I have a video where we shoot microwave radiation around metamaterials, reforms at the other end, and bingo, it disappears under microwave. But hey, we don't have microwave eyes. We have visible light eyes. We want to do it with color. We want to do it with ordinary light. But there's a problem there. You see, the wavelength of microwaves could be a few inches. The wavelength of light is measured in billionths of a meter. In fact, we're talking about atomic scales when we're talking about the wavelength of light. And so you would have to create a metamaterial that could bend light at the distance of molecules, and that does not yet exist. Again, it is possible on paper that if you could create an object with an index of refraction less than zero, it would in fact bend light in a way that is physically impossible, but would make possible invisibility. Now, you may say to yourself, well, doesn't the Pentagon already have invisibility in the form of stealth bombers? Well, the answer is no. Stealth bombers are not invisible. You can see them very clearly with the naked eye. However, under radar, they have a very small radar image, about the size of a bird, and therefore, for all intents and purposes, the airplane becomes invisible. Now, how does the military do it? When radar hits a surface, it bounces, and that's how we know the object is there, by analyzing the bounce. However, if you can diminish the amount that bounces back, then for all intents and purposes, the object is invisible under radar. There is no echo when you shoot an object on a stealth bomber with radar. You can do this using a series of tricks. You can use certain materials that diffuse the radar signals. You can also cut corners, make it smoother. So that's why stealth bombers' shape are so weird looking, because they're shaped the way that maximizes the dispersion of radar signals. Bingo, that's called a stealth bomber. However, a true invisible bomber would have to be made out of materials that can bend light on the distance of atoms. And that's where the problem lies. We have not been able to do that at the present time. We can do it for microwaves. In principle, we can do it. We've already done it for microwaves. But microwaves have a wavelength measured in inches. We want a wavelength measured in billionths of a meter, like ordinary light. And we have not done that yet. So, in other words, it is possible to make an object invisible on paper. But in reality, it requires a new substance called metamaterials that we have not yet invented. However, there is hope. We now have something called nanotechnology, which precisely creates materials at the atomic scale. So, in other words, in principle, we could use nanotechnology to create atomic machines that would then create atom for atom an object whose ability is to create bending of light with an index of refraction less than zero. If you could put all those ingredients together, bingo, you would have invisibility. Does it exist yet? No. We do not yet have a nanotechnological substance that can bend light like a metamaterial. It is possible, but it's simply too hard to do with present-day technology. So, well, sorry about that. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Michiro. My name is Scott Johnson. I'm from Magnolia, Ohio. I'm not listening to the radio station. But my question is, if most of the galaxies in the known universe contain within them a supermassive black hole, and the result of the energy being expelled from these singularities is a quasar, could the Big Bang be from a super astronomically large quasar, from a huge black hole?
Well, the short answer is yes. There is a relationship between the black hole and the Big Bang. And some astronomers have even written articles saying that perhaps the universe is a black hole. Now, that sounds preposterous, but hey, real physicists are taking this as a possibility. So let's break down the components. First of all, we know that the universe consists of galaxies. These galaxies consist of about 100 billion stars on average. And we see these galaxies everywhere throughout the universe. The nearest galaxy, for example, is Andromeda, which is 2 million light years from the planet Earth. It's a spiral galaxy. At the very center of Andromeda, there is a bulge, and in the center of the bulge, there's a dot, and that dot is a black hole. In fact, there are two dots there, meaning that at some point in the distant past, Andromeda may have had lunch. It may have eaten up a smaller galaxy, and as a consequence, two black holes merged at the center, and you see two dots, not one, but two dots rotating around each other at the center of the Milky Way galaxy. So it turns out that there is a theory that says that every galaxy has a raging black hole at the center, which means that our own black hole is probably at the center of the Milky Way galaxy. So if you want to see a black hole tonight, go outside, look in the direction of the constellation Sagittarius. In the area called Sagittarius A, there is a black hole. Now, by rights, there should be a gigantic fireball that comes out every night, and inside that fireball is the black hole. But what do you see at night? Almost nothing. Sorry about that. Dust. It turns out our galaxy is full of dust. As a consequence, when you look in the direction of Sagittarius, you don't see hardly anything at all. When, by rights, you should see a fireball as bright as the moon, a fireball as bright as the moon rising every night, representing the center of the Milky Way galaxy. So our galaxy at the very center has a black hole that weighs about 2 to 3 million times the mass of our sun. So, given the fact that the galaxies of the universe are full of black holes, then the other question is, what's the relationship to the Big Bang itself? Well, that's where things get fuzzy, because the short answer is, we're not sure. But there is a theory that says that when matter falls into the black hole at the center of the galaxy, it doesn't just disappear, it blows out the other end in terms of a wormhole. Now, back in 1935, it was Albert Einstein himself who came up with this idea. Think of a black hole as a funnel. A funnel where everything falls into the funnel, nothing comes out. Now take two funnels and stick them back to back so that when you fall into one funnel, you get blown out the other end of the funnel. This is called a wormhole, and it's an idea that Einstein considered very seriously, but of course he couldn't push it very far because we have no evidence. Back in the 1930s, there was no evidence of black holes, let alone wormholes and other kinds of things. So some people think that maybe the Big Bang is a wormhole, and we'll talk about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio. Give us a call.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has now signed an executive order to protect all national monuments, memorials, and statues. The president said those who vandalize the monuments will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And Interior Secretary David Bernhardt speaks on protesters who continue to tear down historical statues.
Well, the reality is that the destruction of government property in a deliberate manner is a crime that carries with it a very severe and significant penalty. We are ensuring that we, when we have an opportunity, we arrest individuals, and we're asking the Department of Justice to prosecute them to the full extent of the law.
The first test of the new policy should be coming in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, as protesters have threatened for the last week to tear down the Emancipation Statue of Abraham Lincoln. This is USA Radio News. Former police officer Brett Hankinson has appealed his firing over the death of 26-year-old emergency medical worker Breonna Taylor. In the appeal, Hankinson's lawyers argue that officials bowed to public pressure and fired him before the FBI, Kentucky Attorney General's Office, and the state police had even completed their investigations. Taylor was killed on March 13th after officers entered her home searching for illegal drugs. Officials claim the officers announced themselves before entering and only fired in response to shots from Taylor's boyfriend, Kenneth Walker. But Taylor's family claimed the officers did not announce themselves and that Walker believed they were trying to break in. The Trump administration moved forward with a policy offering public schools across the U.S. to share coronavirus relief funding with private schools at a higher rate than federal law typically requires. Under a new rule issued by Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, school districts are ordered to set aside a larger portion of their aid for private schools using a formula based on the total number of private schools in the district. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, it's open mic on Science Fantastic. Here's your chance where you can ask that question that's always been bothering you about the great universe of ours. And you may say to yourself, well, come on, my question is so dumb, too stupid. But just remember that if you have a question, chances are hundreds of other people have exactly that same question. So, yeah, maybe it is kind of goofy from a scientific scientific point of view, but that's not the point. The point here is that if you have a question about science, then chances are thousands of other people have exactly that same question, but all of you are too embarrassed to ask it on national radio. Well, you could ask it on Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letter to the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and then you can ask that question. You can make that comment about science. But when we last left off, we had a question that is at the cutting edge of physics research. What is the relationship between a black hole and the Big Bang? As we said before, black holes are found at the center of all galaxies that we know of. Matter falls in, we see that. These black holes eat up stars. In fact, we see pictures of our own galaxy eating up stars. But the question is, where do the stars go? Does the black hole have acid indigestion? Does the matter simply stay there, doing nothing, or does it blown out the other end? Well, as I mentioned, Einstein himself in 1935 came up with a solution where objects fall into a black hole and then get blown out the other end. And then in 1963, mathematician Roy Kerr found the solution of Einstein's complete equations, showing that if a single black hole rotates, it also has the same behavior. When you fall through a rotating black hole, you get blown out the other end. Then people have asked the question, doesn't that look like the Big Bang? So in other words, the black hole, instead of being the end product of stellar evolution, could it be the beginning? The beginning of a whole universe being created, being blown out the other end of a black hole. Well, the short answer is, I don't know. Nobody knows at the present time because we don't have enough experimental data. But yes, the answer to your question is yes, there is a theory proposed by reputable physicists that say that the Big Bang was essentially a black hole. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Naveen Suresh. And I'm calling from Reading, PA. Hi, Dr. Kaku. I just want to ask a quick question. What exactly is the fourth dimension? And is it represented differently in the mathematical world versus the physics world? And is it possible in the future we could actually visit four-dimensional creatures? Thank you. Have a great day.
Well, you ask a question that has fascinated mystics, artists, philosophers for centuries. We know that the universe has three dimensions. We have length, width, and height. Given three numbers, you can locate any object in the entire universe. I live in New York City. When you want to meet somebody for lunch, you say, meet me on 42nd Street and 5th Avenue on the 10th floor. So three numbers locates a specific point in our universe. In fact, the entire universe can be summarized by giving three numbers, length, width, and height. But you see, there's nothing special about the number three. Why should the number three be singled out when it's an ordinary number? From a mathematics point of view, there is nothing, I repeat, nothing so interesting about the number three. Well, after the break, we're going to talk about hyperspace, about the movie Wrinkle in Time, about tesseracts, about the fourth dimension after the break. Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And also, once again, don't forget to go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, to find out about all the books that I've written. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity. Humanity as we explore the universe, as we terraform Mars, as we go beyond, as we even perhaps one day encounter extraterrestrial intelligence. Well, before the break, we had a question about the fourth dimension, and the fourth dimension is in the news. If you saw the movie A Wrinkle in Time, you realize that the gateway between our universe and these other universes is a tesseract. And what is a tesseract? A tesseract is a four-dimensional cube. So, philosophers, novelists, science fiction writers have been fascinated by the idea of the fourth dimension. But what is it? Well, first of all, we know that our universe exists in 3 dimensions, length, width, and height. You can jump in 3 dimensions. You cannot jump in 4. And so then the question is, why? Why can't we jump in 4 dimensions? Now, your PC can easily calculate in 4 dimensions. Believe it or not, your computer is continually calculating in hyperspace, but you cannot move in hyperspace. Sorry about that. However, artists have visualized ways in which you might be able to visualize the fourth dimension. So let me explain. First of all, if I take a dot has no dimensions at all, but if I move it sideways, I get a line. So I added one dimension by simply moving a dot to the side. Then take this line and move it again perpendicular to itself. And what comes out? A sheet or a square. So when you move a dot to the right, you get a line. You push the line forward, and you get a square. Now let's push the square. If you push the square in the third dimension, what do you get? You get a cube. Now push the cube. And then you begin to realize, oh, wait a minute, you can't do that. You can't push a cube in another dimension. But you get the idea that if you could push a cube into hyperspace, you could get a hypercube. Now, when I was a child, I used to go to the Japanese tea garden in San Francisco, and I used to watch the carp swimming beneath the lily pads, and I asked a question that only a child would ask. I asked myself, what would it be like to be a fish? I said to myself, what a strange world. The universe would be in two dimensions. I could swim forward, backward. I could swim left, right. But the concept of up into hyperspace, up into the world of the third dimension was considered impossible. And then I imagined a scientist fish who would say, bah, humbug. There's no such thing as a third dimension because the pond is the universe. What you see in the pond is everything there is. There is no world beyond the pond. End of story. Well, then I imagine one day reaching down and grabbing the scientist fish and then lifting him into the world of up, the world of the third dimension. What would he see? He would see beings moving without fins, a new law of physics. Beings breathing without water, a new law of biology. He would see worlds that are impossible in the pond. But then when I put him back into the water, what would he tell his fellow fish? He would tell them that he had a journey into the world of up, a journey into the third dimension, a journey into hyperspace, beyond our universe. There were unseen worlds, worlds upon worlds that he could only visualize mathematically, but there he was, moving in the third dimension. Now, around the turn of the last century, there was a book written about what would happen if a flatlander could move in the third dimension. So think about it for a moment. If you are three-dimensional and you could talk to people living in the second dimension, they would appear to you like cookie men that can only move in two dimensions. But what can you do? First, you can put them in jail. Jail consists of a square. You take a cookie, draw a square around it, and the cookie man cannot escape the square. A square is an airtight prison. But you, in the third dimension, can lift him up from the second dimension, and he could escape from jail by moving in the third dimension. He would literally disappear and reappear someplace else. And who has that power? Ghosts. So after the break, we'll talk about ghosts and the fourth dimension. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call, 612-564-8135, and ask that question about science.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we had a question that is quite profound, a question that has fascinated mystics, theologians, and even priests for over a century, and that is the fourth dimension. As we mentioned before, we live in a three-dimensional world, but if we could somehow move in the fourth dimension, we could perform magical feats. Think of someone looking down on a cookie man, a man who lives in two dimensions. If you draw a square around the cookie man, he's in jail. But to take him out of jail, you could lift him, literally lift him into the third dimension and plop him down someplace else. So how would it look like somebody in Flatland? It would look like you disappeared and reappeared someplace else. It would appear as if you could walk through walls that the square of a jail cannot confine you, that you can literally peel yourself off the universe and land someplace else. Now, here was the question asked over 100 years ago. Over 100 years ago, the book Flatland popularized the world of two dimensions, and then people began to wonder about the world of four dimensions. Who has the ability to move between walls? Who has the ability to disappear and reappear someplace else? Well, the answer is obvious. Ghosts. And so back in the late 1800s, there was a fascination with ghosts and the fourth dimension. Because anyone that moves in the fourth dimension would have the power of a ghost compared to the mortals who live in the third dimension. They would be able to walk through walls. They would be able to disappear, reappear someplace else, just like ghosts. Now, who else was fascinated by the fourth dimension? Salvador Dali. Salvador Dali was so fascinated by hypercubes that he drew one in his famous painting of Jesus Christ. Go to the web, look up the works of Salvador Dali, specifically Hypercubicus Crucifixion. There is Jesus Christ crucified in the fourth dimension. If I take a cube, for example, like a cardboard box, unravel a cardboard box, what do I get? I get a cross. Six squares arranged like a cross. So a cardboard box unraveled in the third dimension becomes a flat two-dimensional cross. So if I have a hypercube in the fourth dimension, and unravel it, what do I get? A three-dimensional cross. And that's exactly what Salvador Dali painted in his famous painting, Hypercubicus Crucifixion. Jesus Christ crucify in the third dimension. So you see, the third dimension has fascinated artists as well as theologians writing about where ghosts are. In fact, theologians had a problem, and that is they believed in heaven, they believed in hell. But all of a sudden, with the discovery of the telescope and the space program, we began to look for heaven. And everywhere we looked with our telescopes, we could not see angels. We could not see devils. We did not see heaven or hell in outer space. And so theologians began to say, where is heaven? The answer, hyperspace. It would be a space beyond ordinary space. They would have magical properties of walking through walls, disappearing, reappearing, just like we can do when we meet Cookie Man in the second dimension. Now, we have a revival of all of this because, A, script writers are making movies like Wrinkle in Time about the fourth dimension, and string theory, which is what I do for a living, says that we live not just in four dimensions, but 11 dimensions, one dimension of time and 10 dimensions of space. In fact, if you saw the movie with Matthew McConaughey, the movie that talks about going through a wormhole into another universe, the movie called Interstellar, you realize that in the final scenes of the movie, Matthew McConaughey is floating a bunch of cubes, floating in air. And what is that? That is hyperspace. That is the fourth dimension. So here we have a situation where Matthew McConaughey and Hollywood have discovered hyperspace. Now, then the next question is this all theory and bunk, or is this really rooted in experimental reality? Well, the next question is, can you experimentally determine the existence of these other dimensions? String theory says that impossible is in principle possible, but in practice very difficult. These other dimensions have curled up to a tiny distance so that when we move, we don't feel the existence of these higher dimensions. They're there. We literally live in 11-dimensional hyperspace, according to string theory, but you can't feel it when you move. Now, how do you test the theory? Well, some people have said that if the world is three-dimensional, then forces diminish as the inverse square. If the universe were four-dimensional, then gravity would diminish as the inverse cube. So here's a way to easily detect the presence of hyperspace. Simply calculate how gravity diminishes with distance. Well, that experiment was done in Colorado. In Colorado, several physicists created a small device that could actually measure deviations from Newton's laws of gravity in a room. Well, what did they find? Nothing. Sorry about that. What does that mean? That means that either these higher dimensions don't exist or there's no parallel universe in Denver, Colorado. I tend to believe it's the latter. I tend to believe that there are these other dimensions, but our instruments are simply not powerful enough to resolve them. So in other words, it's probably true that we live in a higher dimension, the dimension predicted by string theory, but our instruments are too feeble to prove it. Sorry about that. Okay, well, let's take a short break. And remember, every week on Science Fantastic, we give you the latest developments in science if you give us a call and be part of the romance of science. And so once again, this is Science Fantastic, and the number to call is 612-564-8135. That ends this segment of Science Fantastic, but you can join us every week when we discuss the cutting edge of science on Science Fantastic, and check out my website to find more. The website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Good day.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.